It's so funny.
Good morning, Amy Hunter, the outnumbered mother. That's a great little gig. How'd you come up with that? Oh, my God.
Hi. It's really early here, y'all.
So I know. Well, we're on the captain's log, and you're going to share it? You know what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm going
to
try.
All right, let's do it. And then we'll talk to everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's, like, really talking. Yeah, why is my thing talking? Oh, my God, so much talking.
Yeah.
Sorry, kids.
It's exciting.
You think I know what I'm doing, but not.
Well, this is a live show, and that's good because, you know, they know, they realize that we're just
here
trying to do our thing.
I'm trying.
So, good morning, and welcome aboard the captain's log.
Dude, I have always wanted to be on Cash Cab, and this is the closest I'm ever going to be. Look at that. Live on air.
You are live on air.
That is so funny.
I know Ben Bailey from Cash Cab.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's like a dream for me. Like, you get into a cab, you're like, hey, I'm going somewhere, and all of a sudden you're like able to win money.
They brought that back a little bit, right?
They brought it back, and it was amazing. I'm still trying to figure out how to share this to my page. So, I figured it out, I think.
And you could just hit copy link?
Yeah, I think I did that.
If you hit copy link and then go to your page, because sometimes it does.
Okay, let's see.
And then
because I want my peoples there.
Yeah. So we can talk to everybody.
Now I'm all good.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm doing.
Okay, good. So tell me, like, how this started, because I know we've known each other now for a few years,
right? Oh, yeah, a while. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you, like, are getting so popular. The last I checked, like, 88,000 people are following
you. Yeah, only almost 90,000 people.
Okay,
so...
superstar. So what's going on, Mom? Tell us.
So what happened was, when I was done having kids, like... I was like, oh my God, I'm not creating anything anymore because I just finished like a decade of creating people.
Right.
So I was like, oh, this is so hard. And I just started writing my thoughts down into the interweb.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like, you think you're really funny and smart. And you're like, oh, if only people would read this.
Right,
if only I had the audience. And then all of a sudden you get the audience and you're like, holy crap, now what am I doing?
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So that's how it began. And I got picked up by a couple national publications. Scary Mommy gave me my start. I was in a book with Scary Mommy. I now ghostwrite for Scary Mommy, so...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thunk that...
That's so awesome.
I get paid to write jokes.
So how much time do you spend doing your vlog? It's a vlog, right?
It started as a blog, and then, like, I don't actually post much to my actual website anymore because there's really not money in that. I mean,
so you do mostly Facebook, right?
A lot of Facebook.
And
a lot
tell everyone
Instagram.
How they can find you.
Yeah, so I'm the outnumbered mother on Facebook and Instagram, and outnum, N-U-M-B, mother on Twitter.
Cool.
My Twitter game isn't as strong as my everything else because
I think Twitter's losing its game anyway.
It's difficult for me because I'm long winded. Mm-hmm. My jokes are long winded. They're usually stories, and so like the 240 characters, I'm just like, they're not.
Yeah, I totally think it's losing its steam. So I was at the iHeart
Radio. I saw that.
Yeah, Fiesta Latina this weekend, and the funniest thing happened. He was like, all right. Now, he was giving out his Twitter, and he was telling everyone this is the hashtag we're using, and this, you can find us on Snapchat, you can find us on Instagram, you can find us on Facebook. The last thing he said was, how many people follow us on Twitter? And people booed. They were like, no.
We hate Twitter.
Yeah, it was like, 15,000 people in there, and literally, like, they were booing, and then they, like, half of them didn't even say anything. It was like, what's Twitter? I was like, oh my God.
You know what, the thing about Twitter, and this is what really gets me, is, you know, like, Facebook used to be really hip, right?
Right.
And then my 13-year-old son's like, Mom, no one cool is on Facebook. Like, you're on Facebook, thus it's not cool. Well, the same's starting to happen with Twitter. And I realized this because I went to a back-to-school night at the middle school.
Yeah.
And my kid's science teacher was like, follow me on Twitter.
Right.
Okay, when the science teacher's on Twitter, it's over.
But the thing about Facebook is they're so good at making a comeback. Like, I think 2006 and 2000, like... probably 2009 to 2015, Facebook was kind of like...
on the decline.
Yeah. Well, now, I think they're just rocked back in the limelight again. I mean,
Facebook got on cool when everyone's great aunt got on there.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because then it was like, you're getting chain mail in your PMs, and you're really?
Right.
Really, Aunt Ramona? You're going to do me like that?
Right.
So, But no, we're making a comeback. We're making it cool.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's so popular again, and I don't see it going away. The thing that they're so good at is when somebody comes up with something, they're like, yeah, we're going to put that into ours.
Well, and they own Instagram, too.
Right,
you know, and Instagram is great if you're always camera ready, which I am not. You know, I did not wake up like this. I'll be honest. There was time and energy. I'm trying to get my contour game. Let's
see
game.
If we can get, see if we can, if it'll look even better. Ready?
Okay, let's see.
It doesn't want to lock in, but that's good.
No, this is nice.
We got a nice, nice pick. Nice. You're looking great.
Thanks, baby. Guys.
So, how often do you work on the online and so make I'm posts
much,
and stuff?
Tell I'm me. Pretty much in there every day.
You
I'm
are right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, if I'm not sharing my own content, I'm sharing smaller pages content. You know, moms love jokes. Moms love laughing. We have very crazy times. I mean, oh, prime example this morning, left the house and realized I had little boy underwear stuck in my pants leg.
Oh, my God.
Because that's how I am, ride or die. It was Dora, to be honest, which is funny for a little boy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
With the Explorer stars.
So did you keep going?
Of course I took it out, put it in my purse like every mom does, you know, because little boy underwear and tampons are floating in my purse. That's how
nice.
I roll.
That is nice.
Yeah, so... But it, laughter is the thing that gets us through the crazy times, you know, when you're getting called to the principal's office because Johnny bit someone. And,
right.
And
how do you react? Like, for me...
Personally?
I know. I'm like, well, you know, it depends. How'd the bite go? Did it, was it yeah. like...
Why did he bite? Yeah. You know, like... Okay, well, my four-year-old used the F-bomb at school last year, and I was like, did he use it in the right context?
Yeah, of course.
Context,
totally. That
right?
would be the same
And then
same
I was
way.
Like, all right, cool. Like, he didn't call anyone the F-word. He was like, oh, you know, right. like... Good job. Good job, kid. Yeah. Teaching them young.
Do you swear around? Do you curse around the kids?
I don't intentionally, but things fall out. But I make it a point to, like, not call people names.
Okay.
But, I mean, if I drop a book on my foot, I'm not going to lie. Whatever comes out.
F-bomb, whatever.
It might.
Yeah.
It might. But my kids are realists. They understand that adults
and
use adult words. I got... Okay, so we did the gamut here. We got 13, 7, and 4. So we had a very weird 10
I'm
years.
11 and 13. The 11-year-old girl had a breakdown last night.
Nice.
Meltdown. She lost her Instagram. She got locked out of.
Okay, so I...
And the whole world ended.
I understand that.
I can feel it because you know what happened to me last week. Mm-hmm. I got hacked.
Yeah, someone hacked me.
For 16 hours I was off. And I was like a train wreck.
Someone hacked my big Facebook page.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So
I was
how'd
out
you
for
get
3
it back?
Days. Thank God I knew someone who knew someone at Facebook.
Okay, same thing is kind of how I got back to Instagram.
I had to send them my driver's license
photo,
affidavit from 3 people saying that they know it to be true. I mean, my name's on the dang thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't
count.
Like,
no, these people were just doing it to fish other people. They weren't even using the platform. It was very, very strange.
No, they basically just want to attack everybody that's following you, right?
No, they were using it to reach out to other pages to try and fish them to get involved with money. It was very, very strange.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and their IEP was like in Turkey or something. I was like, all right, this is all. But yeah, I've learned from that. Lesson learned. Yeah.
And then, but I got my back, so that was exciting. But my daughter, she's got no chance.
So she got locked out password-wise?
Well, you know what? I don't know what happened, but her account says that she has to do exactly what you said, but it says that she has to be 13, and she is not.
Oh, she's done.
So I said, Brie, you're done. I mean, I can't even make a phone call. Nothing I could do on this one.
No bueno.
But yeah, so I called somebody who has 1 million followers in L.A., and they were locked out of their account. So basically... He got an appointment to walk into Facebook.
Oh, snap.
And literally just showed up, and they were like, yeah, give me your email address.
And they fixed it.
And they fixed it. But every time he fixed it on his own, they were able to take it back. So he kept changing the password.
They must have given someone advertiser access or something that they shouldn't have
something.
Had.
I don't know, but it took a while. So that's why he had to literally, he lives in LA. So when he was out there in between gigs, he's a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
He went there and he was like, you know, they set up an appointment
furious.
And he walked right in and they took care of it. He said in 5 minutes and he walked right out.
Whoa.
But crazy.
Man. And it's this weird thing because Facebook, it's like you put all this stock into your social media presence and stuff, but it's like this weird number that's like an abstract, you know, it's hard to even quantify, you know what I'm saying? It's like, there are people out there, but, it's very, the thing about a good, solid online presence is that the page has to be engaged.
Absolutely.
Right. Like, if you could post 1 million things, you could have 1 million followers, but if 2 people are liking every time you post it,
exactly.
You need people to actually.
And that's the thing about you. I know the engagement is so high.
It's
people love that.
Yeah.
And it's all female, right?
No, I got lots
really?
Of guys.
A lot of guys.
Lots
guys
of dads.
Like to hear what's going on?
Lots of dads. A couple of guys that are just like, hey, you're really hot, which is nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
That's right.
Once you get 40, you don't get that a lot. I almost wore a low cut shirt today.
No,
and I'm like,
totally
trying too hard.
You
trying
totally,
too hard. No, well, they're high and tight. They're all I've got,
that's
you know? Because I'm selfish and I didn't breastfeed.
That's
so.
Good. That's
sorry,
good.
Kids.
Yeah, well, you know, the kids, they'll survive. They'll
yeah,
make
no,
it.
I'm like a slumlord when I'm pregnant. I'm yeah. like, listen. You got 9 months in here. I'm not changing a thing.
And that's it.
I'm still going to eat cheese. I'm still going to have coffee. Maybe
that's
the
funny.
Occasional glass of wine. And after 9 months, you're out. Homeowner's moving back in.
So you are married, right?
Mm.
Okay, so the husband, how does he feel about doing the the online presence all the time?
He's not. He doesn't have a Facebook. He doesn't have an Instagram.
Wow.
He uses email for work. What's really funny is he's like, oh, just don't, you know, post pictures of me. But I found as a comic and as a mom and as a wife raking all this stuff, he's never the brunt of my jokes.
Okay.
One day I was like, hey, the thermostat broke and my husband's fixing it. So if anyone knows where there's a good Motel 6, let me know. Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's never like, oh, about sex or about him being a horrible person. Because that's not a successful marriage.
That's a typical punchline, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's so... The trope is overused, yeah. A. And B, every comic I know who tells jokes about their spouse ends up divorced.
Sure.
I mean...
Because I think in every joke,
right.
There's a little truth, right?
Right. Well, Louis C.K., I mean, not the pillar of society, but good comic. And... He had a big thing he did about the world's saddest hand job with his wife. And it was the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life, but that's not conducive to a good marriage.
Sure,
No.
Exactly.
So I try not to make him the brunt of my jokes because he is a good guy and he tolerates
And so how does he, like, get along with you always being online? Because he doesn't really get it if he's not doing
it. It's become sort of a thing that he doesn't even know what's happening. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll hear from someone if I post something controversial or whatever, and someone will say something at work like, hey, your wife's off her rocker, and he'll be like, oh, that's her. You know, she does her own thing.
Sure, she's,
Yeah, but, it's rare lately that he even says anything about
it. But it's worked. I mean, look at
it.
The audience has been growing. When did you see the biggest spike?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That's when you could really go viral with something.
Right. Yeah, they kind of
That's not happening as much anymore. No. Because it used to be if you shared something, then other people shared it and whatever. But now it's more of a direct upload thing.
Yeah.
Because sharing doesn't equal caring when it comes to numbers. So.
Sure.
Unfortunately. Man, I really want to be on Cash Cab now. I'm not even
kidding.
No,
you don't. You're on the captain's log. It's even better.
It's even better.
So what do you got coming up? What's the plan?
Okay, we just booked a show for January 30th.
Off the hook. Yep, in Naples.
You're going to be
there on a Wednesday night.
Yes.
Headlining with some ladies.
Yeah, I'm going to get some gals together. This is definitely going to be a co-ed show, though. It won't just be a mom's night out.
We did that
a couple times.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like dudes. I like husbands.
Very cool.
But if you want to come with your girlfriends and make it a mom's
you
night out, then hello.
Sure.
That's my bread and butter. But, because the last time I had dudes go, I felt a little awkward if I was going to go. I was like, oh, no, that wasn't the point at all. It wasn't a man bashing.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a man. It was great. We had a great turnout.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. Yeah, I'm hoping to get a couple of those gals back. I just, I did a show up in Fort Myers a couple weeks ago that was super fun.
Nice.
Just a lot of sponsored work coming up, you know, just...
So basically, like companies will reach out to you and you reach out to them. How's
that
work?
They hit me up hey, we will chuck money at you to A, B, and C.
Yeah, talk about this.
Yeah, open my box, and I'm like, oh, free product and money, that's fine.
Yeah, totally.
I will take that.
I agree.
Yeah. And usually I don't have to put on pants, so.
Oh, perfect.
Amazing, you know, I could just sit in my yard and be like, hey.
Just head up shots.
I'm wearing pants right now because in a car. But
I talked to you about that. I told you.
I don't love pants.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
You usually wear shorts?
No.
Oh, nothing.
It's like a boy short
or
something.
Okay, then.
I just don't like, I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's so warm here.
It's hot.
But my kids are totally my kids because they will come in and just drop trowel. Like, no one likes wearing pants.
Everyone just runs around half
in their underwear.
Yeah.
Cool. But when you're a little dude, that's like fine.
Right.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
fine.
Yeah.
But
the oldest is how old?
13. He's in 8th grade.
And he's a boy.
Right. All my kids are boys.
He's not running around in his underwear.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
He is?
Boxers.
Yeah. All right. In boxers, I get it.
He's
not
running around anywhere. He's mostly in his cave in
playing,
the room.
Playing Fortnite.
And, you know, whatever. Well, he got locked down on the social media a couple weeks ago because he wasn't doing great in school.
Oh, so you...
So I pulled in the phone and I was like, Instagram, bye. Snapchat, bye.
Really?
Locked it down to bare bones. And he's like, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm like, welcome to 1998, buddy.
Yeah.
That's a Nokia now.
So yeah. How did that go?
It was a tough, sell. Yeah.
I get close to that sometimes, but I just feel like, oh my God, like that's the...
The reason he has the phone is to get and receive calls and for me to know where he is at all times. Like, there's no other reason for him to have the dang thing. And if he's going to abuse that privilege, then it's ride or die.
You take it.
I can't. I mean, if he's doing better now, but I think he was way too invested and not focusing on what's important. And, and it's easy to fall into that rut when you're a little kid and you don't have all the tools yet to deal.
Sure.
But overall, is he a bad kid? No, totally good kid. But you just
got to tell him, hey, here's the deal.
Yeah, like, it was, I mean, until
your social life's done.
Right? No, your social life's not done. Your social media presence is done.
At that point, it's done.
No, he's still allowed to go out. But
the kids, it's done. They can't do anything. Like, they're freaked out.
He can text. He can FaceTime.
He can still text.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. He can text and FaceTime.
You don't need to have Instagram. You don't need the private messages going. I mean, it's...
What about taking the whole phone? Do you ever do that?
I have done that, but it was counterproductive because then I don't have the ability to reach him. And there's so much going on. There's so much going on in the world with these lockdown shooters. Yeah. I need to... Until the United States government lets me put a chip in his arm, he has to have it.
Yeah, you gotta have the phone.
You know, right, sixth grade enough for me. Once you're going into middle school, I was like, all right, here you go.
I disagree with their mom. Ooh. She takes the phone like the sec, but I think it's just so they don't talk
to me.
Oh, they
can't talk to you.
Yeah, so she takes the phone right away from them.
As soon as they go to her house?
Yeah, for everything. Everything under the sun.
Oh,
the
when they
gone.
Get in trouble.
No.
Oh.
Pretty much, she blames it on that, but they're not in trouble. Like, come on. You didn't sit at the table, like, in 3 seconds? Like, he has a phone. Oh, you know.
Well, you know.
Your shoes untied.
The punishment deserves to fit the crime, man. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, not like my kids are obedient.
Right?
But, like, the little one, I'm like, let's put on shoes. Sitting there, like, let's put on shoes. Come on.
You gotta sometimes talk to him a couple times.
I actually had his hearing checked, and come to find out, he just
has
doesn't
good hearing.
Care. Yeah.
And he doesn't care.
He's just zero F's to give. Like, he is not. And he's my one who you'll yell at, and you'll chastise, and he'll be like, it's like, thank God you're cute.
Right. He just takes it and he's like on to the next thing, but he doesn't care.
I'm pretty sure the only thing stopping him from building a bomb is that he doesn't have the opportunity.
Good. Oh, good. He can't get
he can't get fertilizer.
Can't get the supplies.
Can't rent a truck.
That's great. That's good. All right.
We'll see. Jury's still out. He'll either be a mad scientist or the greatest Walmart greeter ever.
That's good. We're looking forward to a bright future.
But, you know, he's still too young to call. Like, it's still, you know.
Well, Amy, I appreciate you coming to take a ride with me today.
You.
Amy Hunter, the Outnumbered Mother
blog.
Check
me out
Facebook.
January, yeah.
And come 30th. See her in January on the 30th at Off the Hook Comedy Club
in Naples.
I know
it seems far away, but I'm telling you, it's so close.
It's so close.
Thanksgiving is going to kick you guys right in the
cooch.
That's
like 2 weeks away.
And then Christmas, then New Year's, and then me.
Yeah, bam, we're in.
In. Like.
All right, well, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it so much. I can't wait. Follow Amy. Make sure, guys. We'll see you. This is the Captain's Log. Hit the little belly and say hi to us.
Hi.